great Tom Waits singing the title track from his CD, The Black Rider. It also happens to be the name of a new play the musical Maverick helped to create. The full name, The Black Rider, The Casting of the Magic Bullets. It's a rock opera. It riffs on 19th century German folktale. It opened recently at the Tarragon Theater. Lynn Slotkin, our theater critic, our very own Maverick, was there. She's here now to tell us how it all went. Lynn, hello.
Matt, can you imagine how wonderful that guy would sound if he didn't have laryngitis all the time?
That's what...
Hello, Matt!
a lifetime of, as he says, a lifetime of drinking and smoking yes. does to his voice. Tom Waits helped to create this. Not yes. the only big name involved in The right. Black Rider, though.
Right. We have beat writer William S. Burroughs, who wrote the text for the show. Mr. Burroughs was also, you know, as you might have known, he was a devotee of the drug culture. It imbues this mm-hmm. story. The other was avant-garde director, visionary Robert Wilson. Mr. Wilson got the idea of adapting the fable and brought the others on board. Tom Waits, of course, wrote the music and the lyrics for it.
I came to this through Tom Waits' music, but what exactly is the fable involved here?
Fable. Willem and his girlfriend, Catchin, want to get married, but her father wants her to maintain a family tradition, which is that she has to marry an accomplished hunter. Now, Willem is a clerk in the city. He's accomplished at pushing paper, not shooting animals. But he goes into the forest. He tries his luck at seeing if he can hit anything. He can't hit anything, but he meets a mysterious and sinister man in the woods. Isn't that always the way? Mm-hmm. The man is named Pegleg. He gives Willem some magic bullets. And with these bullets, Willem hits every target he aims at. Catchin's father agrees to the marriage, but on the wedding day, there's one more test. Willem must shoot a wooden bird in a tree. Well, you know, he knows he's not going to be able to do that, so he goes back into the forest to find Pegleg and begs him for more magic bullets, and he's given the bullets, but there's one condition. Now, I'm not going to spoil it for you, but and tell you what happened. The condition is frightening, and the results are terrible. Suffice to say, when you're dealing with the devil, and, you know, his name is Pegleg, obviously that's who it is. The results are not pretty.
Now, when you're dealing with people like Tom Waits yes. and William S. Burroughs yeah. and Mr. Robert Wilson here, chances are whatever they do is going to show their influences.
Yeah.
What do they bring to The Black Rider?
Robert Wilson had a dark vision of the world of freaks, of obsession, and deals that are done with the devil. The text by William S. Burroughs is full of that dark spirit as well. As Willem becomes more and more obsessed with successfully shooting everything he aims at, it's clear that Burroughs has created a contemporary world of addiction, among other things. Characters are crazed and compelling. Tom Waits' music is beautifully melodic, even hypnotic. But when you couple that with his lyrics, you're caught up short. You know, so you can be bopping along to the lovely melody of The Black Rider, and then you come to that fantastic lyric, "May I use your skull for a bowl?" You know, you're stunned by that. I love that juxtaposition.
So all sorts of interesting material.
Yeah.
How does the Tarragon interpret the intention?
This is a touring production of it. It comes from November Theater Company, and they've been touring this around for about 10 years.
Right.
They do a fantastic job. It's brilliantly done. We have director Ron Jenkins and his creative team and a cast to thank for that. The color scheme is red and black. The lighting is stark and moody. The makeup is garish and startling. The production is part freak show, part music hall, part circus, and totally theatrical. Jenkins has created a very stylized production that grips you immediately. He has created images that will stick in your memory. A character dies in slow motion that will have your jaw drop at the physical imagination and ability of the person doing it. Another character lying face down on the floor with his arms at his sides slowly blows up a balloon from his mouth without the use of his hands.
Cool.
Now, I don't know what that means. I haven't got a clue. But it adds to the oddness of that world. And I want to know. It's the magic of the theater. I want to know how they did that. While the whole cast is very strong, I'm particularly grateful to Michael Scholar Jr. as Pegleg. He has the seductive devil. He is the seductive devil incarnate. And he has such a beautiful baritone voice that he made the Waits music shine. And I bought the CD on the basis just of that. I thought that was just, he did a wonderful job, as did they all.
High praise, obviously.
High praise,
Who are you going to recommend this to? I mean, it sounds like it's bizarre and odd.
Not for anybody who wants the sound of music, let me tell you. But it's for anybody who likes their theater to challenge and astonish them. This is a brilliant, edgy, bold production.